All right, welcome to the OFX podcast. Today we are here with like the RX1 Grand Poobah, head guru, I don't know what you call it, Sebastian Courbet, and we're going to talk about everything RX1 because I know we haven't had a lot come up yet, but I get a lot of elites like down from south asking about it, like Lauren Weeks, Rich Ryan, Anthony, Lauren Weeks' husband, Anthony, I can't say his last name. Ryan Kent, like a lot of the big athletes down there are always asking me about it. They love the concept, but I haven't got them up yet. It's just, schedules and difficulty and all that, but they're all very interested. So big thing I want to do is I want to start covering more of the pro end of RX1. I want to, 'cause I have seen these people in person and they are legit good. I mean, we had, Marjorie Lessard on and just amazing athlete, did very well in the open this year, and kind of yeah, I want to expose people to what it is because it is so much fun. It's a great race. So first question, very simple for the people who have not tuned into us and haven't heard me drown on or whatever. Basic, quick statement. What is RX1?
Well, you could summarize it easily in the big WOD of 60 minutes. Let's put it that way. It's one big workout of 60 minutes. And within that 60 minutes, you've got anywhere between, let's say, the lowest race will have it 2 kilometers, could go as high as 5 kilometers within that 60 minutes about. And we'll range between what, 8, the least station, up to 12 station of exercise or functional training. So part of the whole station will have some carry. For example, if we give the example of this weekend, we'll have 2 carry station, and after that, I believe it's 6 or 7 station of reps in the final zone. And we often separate it like that, where we'll have a zone of running, a zone of carrying, and then a zone of rep. It's more and more the way we tend to do it, because the reps are fun to watch at the end with all the spectators around. And that's pretty much it. Simple as that for as far as what the product is.
Yeah, like I first wanted to do my first one in 2017, and what I was impressed with was, and back then I was kind of looking at something that was similar to OCR, but also more of a workout thing too, more strength. It was like OCR takes a certain amount of strength, but not compared to like to what you guys have, right? Where you're actually going to be doing some legit lifting and whatnot, especially since most things now don't have a tire flip in OCR. It's become far less strength. So for people who like to run a little, like to lift a little, it's right in there.
Yeah, it's the perfect where because we have many categories, huh? So like even someone that kind of starts working out can get into it, because you could walk the course, you could the weights are light for whoever wants to start in the découverte category, let's say, and we go as high as the pros, but it's whoever as a certain base of running, likes to do a little bit, like you said, a bit of cardio, likes to go to gym regularly. Like we have that perfect fit in the middle of all this. And also for the pro athlete, let's say, they're not quite ready for CrossFit Games or that level. It's a specification to be there and a dedication to be there. But they want to find where everybody that kind of went to the quarterfinal or is going to the quarterfinals of CrossFit right now. Like this gang that qualified for it, but are not going to make to the semifinal. That's where, at least for the pro, that's where we hit where we could be your sport. Like at that level, if you have a base of good cardio and a good strength, well, at the pro level, you'll do very, very well in what we do. And we see it with Marjorie Lessard that did great in the overall. And same thing for Kevin Gosselin, our two winners of last year.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're absolutely amazing athletes. And the thing with the pro too, like it is very much like CrossFit, where you're gonna have to be prepared for anything. You're gonna have to have a high skill. Like for me, what I'm noticing is, because one day I have ambition to one day get through a pro race, not to win, not to do anything, just to finish,
Bucket list. Finish one.
take a lift, have a red shirt, be done it, you know. But I gotta
Exactly.
wait for the right one, the right skill level to hit me, because there's a lot of high skill movements in it, right? Like to me, that's the big difference when you jump from expert to pro, is the skill level jumps up
Exactly.
so much. And that's, I'm going to try to do some live stream while I'm out there to get some video for people to see. Difference though, like, so a lot of people think, okay, so you're CrossFit with running, which isn't really true. Big difference, and the one thing that I see set up with you guys that always has intrigued me is the team aspect. So how's the team set up with you guys?
Yeah, well, the team in that's gonna be, I think, a 13 years. Yeah, it's gonna be a 13th season. And after our first season, so the first year we did this, it was like 25 to 30 person per event. It was very, very small. It was very backyard like. But we didn't have any teams. It was individual, the whole thing. And then the second year, we figured, okay, what do we do? Do we hire sales rep? Or we find captains, we create teams, and captains kind of play as a sales rep and recruits for us, you know. So we said, and we loved hockey. Like, I'm a big fanatic of hockey, so the whole concept of hockey in the league and teams made sense to me. And also the inclusion part, having teams where you'll need pros in your team, you'll need experts in your team, but you're also going to need avatar and juniors in your team. So all that was kind of going through my mind, and I said, you know what, let's put that in the second year. Let's involve the teams and try to build that. And it's been our success, you know. It's then that we really start to see a curve going up, and that keeps on going up. So, but in large, basically, you participate to the events individually. So let's say Mr. Claxton runs Expert 45:54, finishes first, scores points by finishing first for his team. And so there's 15 person in the team like that, and the 15 person brings point to the team, and what we do is we take the 10 best teams, the 10 best athletes that did the points among the 15 for the points. So let's say we have five athletes that did 0 points and 10 athletes that made points, but we take the points of these 10 athletes that goes to the standing for the overall standing. And new of this year is before we used to have regions where you would be the best team, let's say, of Gatineau and the best team of Montreal. That we abolished that this year. It's one big general standing that we have now. So let's say, Dave, you do all the races, all of them. Like, you take the all you can race pass and you do all of them. But we'll take your three best finishing of the season, your three best points. Those are the three that's going to go to your team. So even if you did seven race and you scored in seven of them, only your three best will go to your team. So that way it's fair for every team. We take the three best, and then overall we look at the overall standing, and a five best team among, there's I think we're more than 65 teams now. The five best teams are going into Division One for the Grand Cup at the final. So even at the final, if one of the team that's in that came in 10 before the event does more point than the team that wins, they didn't qualify for it. Their season, you got to qualify, and you fall into that Division One, and we have Division Two, Three, and Four.
All right, that's cool. And then, but you're still also brand, still separated as well. Do you still have the team competitions in the geographical regions?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Still have the team competitions in geographical regions. So
Oh,
there's
that's
that,
off
no,
this year.
there's.
Oh, that's off completely this year. So we travel across, we have events across, but you don't have any more standing per region. It's one large standing to qualify. So we
Okay.
could end up with five teams from Quebec, you know, as the five best team, if they did great on the nation tour in the circuit. We could end up with two teams from Gatineau and three from Montreal, none for the other region. It's the five best club that's going to make it to the Grand Cup in Division One. That's
Okay,
new.
now what about individual wise? Is there still individual?
Individual, now we have per race, if you won that race that day, you get your podium and everything, but it's the same thing as the team is. We do not have the champion of Gatineau individual or the champion of Montreal Gatineau. It's per race, but at the final, that's when we really see who's the best in the province slash Ontario.
Okay. All right. All right. I get it. I get it. I get it. So
Do
it's
you think this year?
a little more like regular seasons, and then there's just your playoff is your one day playoff.
That's it. Exactly.
All right. All right. Cool. Let me see here. So one of the things that, I mean, I saw this on Ray Chavez's story the other day, and I know you've always had goals of expansion and whatnot. So videos in Times Squares, what's going on with that, man?
That you'll learn about that in a few months from now.
Oh,
That's
that's
all I
just
can tell
harsh.
you. You'll learn about it in August, what happened. But it was pretty cool.
It was just, it was a cool video just to see, just to see.
FBI top secret.
All right.
Yeah,
Do you guys got like any plans? 'Cause Your races, for the most part, yeah, there's a run that can go off for a little bit, but it's a very streamable event. Do you guys have like any plans to set up a live stream? But because,
You're reading in my mind. Like there's
yeah.
two plans we have now. Like first thing this year was to consolidate. We've been working on the expansion the last few years. Now this year, one of the goal was, okay, let's take what we have and let's bring that to a new level, what we have, and then see again for the expansion after that. So that's for the expansion question. Then the next step is actually had meetings this year as far as trying to get like a streaming, you say in English, like have a stream. So I had the meetings. We're building budget on that. It's not gonna happen this year, but it's a short, very short objective to have at least the final stream, you know, so that people can, it's more accessible to everyone to actually see it. And then when we do that, the goal is from there, okay, well, if you want expense there, okay, you heard about the product now, well, call us and let's see if we can bring that to New York or Boston or Plattsburgh or wherever that that could be possible.
Yeah, because I mean, I think it would be a very good product. I mean, there's the little bit where you could go where they're out on the runs, but generally it's not too far. You could cover that even with a drone or something like that for a little bit, or fill time, whatever it is. And then everything's very tight knit, good camera angles and good area, good visuals. So, and you guys also have a very nice atmosphere. The branding, the fences, everything looks really good. It's really professional now. So I think it's time that the rest of the people get to
That's,
see it.
I agree with you 100%. And also I only have the word in English and French, but more than an actual streaming at the event, but it's also to what's before. You know, every what we do meet with you today. You know, like that's let's say forget the outside. Let's talk about our nation, our runners. They need to learn more about what's going on. Who's Dave Claxton? Who's Alex Martel? Who's Joey Desbiens? Like, what's happening now with Marjorie Lessard? What is she doing? Like, all these things. What are the teams that are coming that we think might win this year? So that all that broadcast prior and during, as far as our short objective, that's part of all this. That one up that level.
Now, straight out, I mean, has do you think the language barrier held that back a little bit?
Well, it is. I mean, it's we did a good step last year on that part. This year with the consolidation, we kind of like just kind of maintain what we did last year. But the English is it's as part of the streaming and the broadcast and all that. That's our next really big step that we need to take as far as that, you know. But as you know, in Quebec, I mean, everything needs to be done in two languages by law. So there's expense to that, you know, that comes with that. There's time that comes to that. So we think it people think it's easy just write in English and French.
No.
Well, employee wise, hiring company and everything, it doubles the cost on many, many things. So we try to make it so that it's accessible for the English and to get the information. But our next step is yes, to invest even more in that and that we get out of Quebec and that the English can find kind of their more of their room with us than they are now because it's a we have unfortunately a very small percentage of the English population doing what we do. Very, very small percentage.
The and substance just making excuses for anyone who's ever tried to set up a business, either say in the States or Ontario and then move into Quebec, or set up a business in Quebec and then move out. It is not easy. It is an absolute pain, which is kind of sad, but eventually you guys will get there and eventually it pays off. But it is not, it's not an easy process. They definitely make it difficult for businesses to expand that way, either in or out. So I mean, I guess there's plus and minuses with that, right?
Well, that's it.
So you say about names and stuff. So yeah, tell me who are we looking out for this year? Who are the teams that looking good at the top? Who are your individuals that look good at the top?
Well, as far as teams that we the squad team chaos from Get to Know is stacked, completely stacked. I mean, I can't imagine they won't make it in the top five. But if they don't, it's either injuries or they didn't do the lineup properly. But to me, that's like it's a given that they'll be there. It's same thing for there's a team in Quebec called Boulette Fitness. Same thing. Really, really stacked. They're lacking a tad in the pro, but all the other carries, it's perfectly stacked. McDuff Training is always, that's from MotoGS. They're always there, always, always there close by. So that's another team that I would put there as a favorite. And sorry, I keep looking always at the little screen there. I'll
Oh,
look at
that's
you.
okay.
And an old team that's been here for a long time that has four, I think three or four times his name on the cup already. It's Garage Octo, which merged with Les Costauds, which is our team here at the in Vaudreuil. Again, like stacked up this year, especially in pros. Like we have three teams that have three pros in it, like where we're stacked. And that used to be an issue having pros before, but we build them up to there. So I'm looking at these four teams, Les Costauds, Squad Team Chaos, Bullet Fitness, and McDuff Training to be almost a sure shot top five. And then after that, let's see who makes it. And also, a team like Squad Team Chaos, you could build up to five teams under the same name. So even it could be Squad Team Chaos 1 and Squad Team Chaos 2 that that's possible as well. Well, we'll find out. And as far as individual, let's say we talk about pros, Marjorie's been in the mix. I mean, she won last year, the 2 years prior. I mean, one race she didn't finish because she hurt her wrist on the tire flip. I mean, she's so close every single year, top two, that I don't see her losing. And you'll hear a little video on her. She had a little interview with Papaye Supplément about a few weeks ago, and she says, "I won, and now I'm never going to lose it again." You know, like she's that type of attitude where she's a winner and she wants to keep winning. But we have a few surprises here in Vaudreuil for her, like especially one new athlete woman, Catherine Mallette, her name is. She'll be brand new on the nation tour. She'll be quite a surprise. I'm looking forward to see what she's going to do. You know, it's cannot always translate what's happening in the gym to what's happening in the race. You know, you got the heat, you got the wind, you got some cold. I mean, you never know. I mean, you know what it is. We have good feelings for this girl to give a good push to Marjorie. And Evelyne Lipinet is also, she won 2 years in a row. So not last year, but the 2 years prior to that, she won 2 years ago. The only pro that ever did that, winning 2 years in a row. So she's also always in the mix. So as far as women, we have three women that will be battling there, but there are so many new women too that I have no idea who they are. I think one is called Emily Moreau. I hear a good thing about her. So there'll be quite a bit of surprise there. As far as the men's side, we have Marc-Antoine Tremblay Hitu that pretty much won every single race last year, got to the final and was not even close to a podium there. I mean, it was not his day, or tired from the whole season, but he certainly want to redeem that. We saw his training, he bulk up even more. Always been a good runner, but now he's bulked up more. So from what we see on social media, the guy seems to have a pretty straight goal this year of getting the title. The guy that won last year is training like a madman, Kevin Gosselin, ranked very well at the CrossFit Open as well. He was here a few weeks ago also with Papaye Supplément. We saw him in a training. I think you saw the workout that we posted. So did quite a time that even expert in intermediate couldn't beat, you know, and pro has a lot more weight to lift. So he's definitely in the favorite. We have a rookie here called Samuel Barrière. He's actually one of our sponsors too for RX1. And so he's a rookie first year pro. And the times that he's putting out right now are pretty amazing. I mean, we've been doing the races of the last year, you know, in the gym to kind of see where you stand. And it's top five, top five, top five, top five at every single race. Again, gym and outside, two different story. But this guy started Juvenile 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Intermediate expert last year, pro. So he graduated every single year. So he knows what to expect, you know, on the field. So and then the 35 plus, we have Alex Martel that won last year. I mean, he's our legend. I mean, the guy has been with us since day one. He's in a good place mentally. You know, last year was in a great place mentally. He's in a good place mentally this year. So I still put him favorite, you know, to start the season, but so many new names this year, Dave. So feel wide open to me, you know.
Well, you wait, because I've been lining this up for a long time and I can't get all these girls to come out for a while. But I have a pro women's team getting ready to come up for a final. I don't think it'll make it to happen this year, but I tell you right now, women who have told me that they're going to come up and do a they'll come out for a final for Team OFX. We got Lauren Weeks, Meg Jacoby, Heather White, Tara Jackson, all say they're all going to come up and do one. And they all want to come up for a final. And that day, I'm just putting all the women on notice there. If those girls come up for that, wow, you're in for a shock, because
Oh, that's we need
you
women,
better
you know.
have your running shoes on. Those ladies can run.
People are listening. I mean, that's one. It's if there's one category that we have, it's taking time to build. It's the pro woman. It's as if like our step between expert and pro. It's quite big. And then we seem to have a hard time finding like girls that are willing to take up that kind of challenge, you know, because it's got to be a bit crazy to do a full season in the pro woman. But that's one where there's room. So whoever teams that recruit women and can finish these race, it's a lot of points for the team because there's not that many competitors in a woman. The guys now we're stacked. We have a minimum about 20 per race in the pro men. So that's a tougher field. But for the woman, I mean, it's wide open. Whoever comes in, I mean, can do great right away.
Well, don't, and I don't mean to put pressure on her. She's not here today, but my partner Bethany McChesney has been hitting the CrossFit gym. She's getting her lifts in line, and we all know she can run like the wind. If she ever figures out, gets those lifts done where she can make that level, ooh, that's another one to watch out for. She'll be great. And we'll both be out to get this week. That's amazing. So I kind of wanted to go through, and just because this is it's coming up now, and for people to know, I wanted to review the Gatineau course, right? So just go, we'll go through it. Do you have it, or do you want me to kind of call it up, or
Was that? Sorry.
the Gatineau course? We wanted to go through the Gatineau course just so we could tell people kind of what the courses are like, what to expect. But you can't just go by it because every race is different. Always
Every
cool.
different. And so what we usually do is the Sunday prior to the race, that's when we put out the video. Okay. That allows there's still 2 days to sign up for the race. So that allows for people to either say, okay, I always wanted to do one pro. This one, I think I can do it. It doesn't have muscle up, it does not have rope climb, whatever. So let me try it. So people could change category in that 48-hour window about there's a fee to it, but they could change and tackle that race if they find that they could it's easier and they could do it. And the opposite is also true. They can master the ring muscle up as a pro and well, they go down expert and everything. But the idea is we put that 2 days prior to the closing of the ticket sale so that people sometimes are nervous to can I do this? Can I not do it? I don't know. It's a mystery. So let me wait for that video. I see it. I'm good. It puts me comfortable. Bang. Let's tackle it. And what we have this weekend is it's always the easiest of the year. You know, like it's the first one. People haven't raced since the last of September in most parts. So we start with an easier race. It usually lasts between the fastest will be around the 42, 43 minutes. There's always the slowest that could go above an hour and 5, an hour and 10 minutes. But roughly the 55-minute range will be the average out of all the athletes. Also, technique-wise, we don't bring things that are too gymnastic or extreme, I should say, extreme gymnastic into it. You know, it's kind of a can ease into it for the season. So we're going to be starting this week with 2,000-meter row for men,
Yeah,
2,200
2200, yeah.
2,200 for the men and 1,700-meter row for the woman. That will be done on a turf. Right out as soon as you get out of there, then we'll have some clean carry walking lunges. Sorry, walking lunges with a barbell. So again, on the turf, it'll be approximately 40 to 50 lunges. So 20 to 25 lunge one way, 20 to 25 lunge the other way. We'll have distance put for that. After that, we're going to be moving to clean carry with a slam ball. So you basically clean the ball on your shoulder, carry it to a certain line, so on and so forth. It will be a total of 200 yards. So we'll do the whole field. Of carry with the slam ball.
I want to stop you right there for one sec, because this is one of the things that I love that you guys do. And I, any other race, I'm like, I don't know why they don't do this. But sometimes we all know that with any kind of hybrid race, judging can be a real problem, especially
It is.
finding enough volunteers, finding enough judges, and then quality ones too. You guys do something that I think solves a huge problem. So when you're talking about the cleans, right, with the dead ball. So normally, if you were doing a stationary one, you'd need to have a judge to judge form and to count reps. But because you guys are going and you mark lines on the ground, whatever it is, 10 meters, 5 meters, 1 meter, whatever it is, you pick the ball up, you clean your shoulder. In order to walk forward, that means you have to have it up there.
Exactly.
So you have to have done it right. Whether you looked great doing it or not, who cares? But you got it up there. Then you walked forward, you hit that line, you drop it down. That means you got one rep in. Nobody had to count it, nobody had to supervise it. So you can have one volunteer, one judge watching like 10 people
Exactly.
and going in. I've always thought that was one of the best things I think you guys have done. And yeah, I just want to
But
point out to people.
point it out because it's we try to at one point we had zone rep zone that had 10 exercise, but we're needing like 30 referees. It didn't make sense, you know. Like it was financially didn't make sense, and recruiting referees didn't make sense either, you know. And I can't remember who in the team thought about that, you know, to do the I think I believe it's Sam McDuff, but to do these reps like that on over distance. It's perfect. It avoids all kind of referings. It adds distance to the total package. So sometimes they'll look at their watch. We did 5 kilometers today. I thought we're running only 3. Well, you carry 2 others, without even noticing, that you did. So once we're done with the clean carry, we're moving to the running. So we'll be running 2.4 kilometers this weekend. Asphalt. So it's in the streets of Gatineau. So asphalt, and then after that, you get into that zone, that rep zone, which we usually tend to, for people that never seen it, we tend to have it so that all the spectators are totally around that zone, encouraging the athletes, and the tents kind of set up just the team tents just kind of set up around that, so it becomes like a bit like an arena, like a battling, if you want to look at it that way. And we'll be tackling 40, let me see, by heart. I believe it's 40 step up with a kettlebell to start. So it'll be a box of 20 inch for a woman, a box of 24 inch for men. So kettlebell step up, 40. After that, you're moving into a one-arm clean and press with a dumbbell, 40 reps in total, alternating however you want, left and right, whatever that feels like. We have also 40 burpees over bar. Part of that zone, 14 burpees over bar. We followed this with my memory. I believe we have a complex of, oh yeah, that's true. It's a complex of toes to bar with 5 wall walks. So 20 toes to bar for categories that are lower, they're knee to chest or knee to hip, with 5 wall walks. And for the lower categories, it's a plank walking push-ups, So we have exercise to make sure that every category can actually finish. So it's 20 and 5, 2 sets. And then we move into what we call the a little complex of a one cluster followed by one hang clean squat, and you repeat that 10 times. So it's a complex of 2 exercises, and you repeat it 10 times to the finish. I don't think
There
I'm
you go.
missing.
No, I think this is all it. And I'll tell you straight out that the complex at the end, that's the only reason I couldn't do the pro weight this year for this
Oh,
race. It
yeah.
and here's the thing, I can do it,
Is
but
that
at the
what?
end,
155, I believe.
yeah, 155 for pro. Yeah. Yeah, I can do it, but at the end of a race like that, and I straight out say I do not have the skill set, I do not have the form, I do not have the training for working with bars. That's been my drawback for a long time. So because of that, I'm like, I can do it, but it's hard and it hurts and it's not right. And I'm probably more in line to hurt myself than I am to complete it.
Just to give you an example, the pros that practice this week, none of them are doing 2 reps in a row. All of them are doing one complex break. What they're used to lift 155 regularly, but with the fatigue that kicks in and a cluster and a hang clean squat, it's like 5 movements in one sequence. So you still end up 5 times 10, still ends up with 50 movements overall. It's I when I received the course, I said, yeah, that looks like an easy way to finish. How come he didn't make it harder? Hey, my God.
Did you give the
Surprise, surprise. A lot harder than it looks like.
Oh yeah. Like, so I've been practicing just with the expert weight too, and I'm like, even the expert weight, like I can do 10. I can do 10, but I'm doing like sets of 2 probably, when I get there, because that's going to be at the end of an hour long workout where
Exactly.
you've already exerted yourself, you've stressed your shoulders, and not only just at the end of an hour long workout, but the end of like what I would call the lifting zone, where you've come in through all that. I mean, how tired is anybody even just after doing 40 burpees over the bar?
Just
Just
that. I mean,
that.
people that are listening to us, I've done burpees before, but just doing 40 burpees, how do you feel after that? Well, you're not quite done yet. You
Yeah.
still have, we had the chance last year to have on the circuit Jérémy Lanteau, which is in the world of CrossFit in Quebec, pretty much wins every single event that exists, in teams. I mean, the guy's a hell of an athlete. And so he came in last year, and I believe he did a third place and mostly fourth, like kind of just there on the edge, And he was telling us that's a guy that cleans over 300 pounds, no issue, no problem. Like, yeah. He was telling us that 155 feels heavier than that 300 I clean usually in the gym just because of the fatigue, the weather. Like, when grab a day that it's very sunny, it's 30, 35 outside. I mean, that adds up to the overall fatigue. So it's quite a challenge if you're in the proper category.
Oh, I've had both sides of it. Last year, when I did the same race last year, it was rainy, it was freezing, it was cold, it was yucky. And then I think it was the year before at finals, it was so bloody hot. Like I couldn't, I remember going up the running up the hill and then back down the kind of technical trails, getting to the tire flip, and I was in first in my division, quite comfortably, feeling fantastic. Did two tire flips, and all of a sudden, just whoa, the roof caved in. I just bonked like mad, just
I remember
died.
the moment I was sitting in a tower watching you do
I
that.
was like, holy crap! It just and I was feeling literally 5 minutes beforehand, feeling completely in control and fantastic, and then just crashed like an airplane falling out of the sky.
Weren't you that year with John Cross and Keith
Yep.
Stérieux and Martin Lauzon and the whole gang, right?
That
So
was
those
a great, that was so exciting. You were up on the tower calling it with Jean and Martin.
Jean Follem that was there with OJ Cross, not OJ Cross, what's his name? John
John
Cross
Cars, yeah.
and Christian Rioux that was there and Lauzon, and it was Montreal versus Quebec, and it was this, that was one of the great moments over the last 12 years. Look, that's
And you think about it
the
too. You think about it too. That wasn't the pro. That wasn't the expert. That was
last.
the intermediate 55 and up
That
was
gave
the
the
highlight.
best. They gave the best show. Best show that
And
was a.
that's the surprise. Like you don't know who's going to be your killer race. It can be anybody. I mean, you could come down and have this amateur race come down to the wire and it just be
Exactly.
super exciting.
Because you could have a very nice pro race, but at the end, one comes in, the other one is a minute and a half later, the other one is 3 minutes later. So they never felt like you could catch up, you know? So you're there and you do the animation with the best you can, but it's almost a dividend who's going to do. But there's other race where it's down to the wire, to the last rep. And I've been also in a position of refereeing when this is happening. It's they're good, the referees, when they're able to still call the good reps, you know, even when the two guys are head to head like that.
And make no mistake, because we critique judging a lot here, and a lot of other people, I don't say critique, they badmouth judging. Don't do it till you've been there. Till you've been there. And
Oh,
you've been
seriously,
and
no,
you've been in a
yes.
tight race, you've been judging in a tight race, and you know if you know rep your guy, that could mean him losing. And you it takes stones, it takes guts, and it takes integrity to do it. It's hard. It's very easy to go, that was close enough, I'll let him away with it because it's such a good race. But you can't. You got to be true to the system.
Just think about the steps, you know. Like first, you got to recruit. Okay, so that's number one. Find referees. Okay, you do find some, so you can't be picky because there's not 200 kind of knocking at your door. Okay, so there's barely enough that knocks on your door, so you got to take what you can take. And after that, good thing we have head judges that kind of know the people. So whoever we know that kind of don't do the reps good or will cheat, or we take our best referees and we keep them aside. And when we see him coming, okay, you're taking him to the way, you know. So those are all the steps that we have to do as organizers to make sure that it's well judged, you know. But then after that, when it comes down to the wire, no single referees are the same, you know. That's the sad part, you know, especially with crossing a parallel on the squat.
Oh.
Yes, I mean, between being at parallel and at half an inch lower, I mean, you could have there one ref calling yes, one ref calling no. It's very hard to find. Like, there are no robots, you know, like we see it in NHL, the wrong calls in every way. It's part of it. I see it across the games every year, you know. I'm like, oh,
Oh.
God, they're giving these rap, you know. But to be there, to have done it personally, it's a tough job to do. Tough job.
It is. And part of it too, and from you as a like a race director or someone who designs the races, the layouts, that's something that's always taken into consideration. And when
Always.
you're like, I want to do this because it's so cool, but I can't because it's going to be a
Can't.
judging fuck up nightmare.
That wall, but I'll give you an example. Wall balls last year at the final, ever again. We talked to the course director, Ian McDuff. We told him, and he agreed, never again in a final. It's so like, let's keep at the final things that are easier to judge
Okay.
because
So
it's
I think I've solved the wall ball thing because I've been
you
watching
saw
High
the
Rock so
ball
much,
thing.
so much.
Send that
And I
to me.
swear to you, I swear to you, I'm gonna send it to you right now, right as
Explain
we
that to me.
speak, live and in person. I'm sending you what I think works for
The
wall
only way
balls.
it could work is put another medicine ball and go sit down on the medicine ball. That's
Exactly. I put a box under it.
the only thing that
I
could
put a box under it, and everybody hits the box, everybody hits the target. People who are tall have the advantage on the way up, people who are short have the advantage on the way down. Everybody's fine, judging's easy. I've had people go, that's crazy, it looks silly. It doesn't look any sillier than a regular wall ball.
You just know the reason why sometimes we don't do certain things because we're we know that big part of our potential clientele is the CrossFit world. You know, that's a
Yes.
big part of our potential. And doing something different than the way CrossFit does it, you start with a strike. You know, we've lived it in the past. You know, it starts right away with a strike of it looks silly, I'm not going. You know, so sometimes there's things we think like that, that yes, that could be very smart, but we don't do it just because of potential of that population thinking that it doesn't make sense to actually do it, you know. So that's how we judge our decision as well, on what we can do, what we can do, and how to do it. And sometimes we challenge, sometimes we don't, but wall balls, I'm telling you, never again at a final. So
I always thought it was strange. I believe it's strange when you say that from the CrossFit community, because when they started out, they were doing movements that classic lifters went, well, this is just ridiculous. You look
exactly.
like a fool flopping around like a fish doing pull-ups. And you know, so to think now that they're doing it to other movements, it's kind of that whole role reversal seems weird. Because there's so many things in CrossFit now that, you know, like I say, it looks bizarre to people who would just go to the gym regularly and lift a power lifter or whatever. And all the kipping and the movements of the toes to bar, everything not being strict for every, that looked so odd to everybody. But now
Yeah,
they're
but
like,
the I have to say the it's the head office CrossFit, like CrossFit Games head office, their message is amazing though. Like, it's if you look at CrossFit Games compared to, let's say, a regular workout that you see in CrossFit gyms and competition, it's like two different message. You know, the message up there, you got to be able to run, you got to be able to swim, you got to be able to be a gymnast. It's that's our sports. You do everything. You know, and so they're promoting something like what we do, RX One Nation, because there's a run pretty much at every single CrossFit Games every year, and not small ones of 200 meters. Of. They'll have 5 kilometers, they'll have 10 kilometers,
Some
they'll have
almost 5Ks.
they'll running. I mean, it's a well, yeah, an almost 5K, right? But yeah, so the message from their top resonates well with us, very well. It's when it trickles down, you know, to what you see more commonly, that resonates a little less, you know. But I like the fact that the head office is trying to put that in their mind, and you see more and more CrossFit boxes having cardio classes, you know,
Yes.
which they didn't have before, and now they have more and more. So it's a great thing, and it's a great way to go.
Well, even the open this year seems to have changed compared to many years. There's a lot more engine in the open
A lot
compared to the
more.
normal this year.
Just yesterday, I can't remember exactly where they announced the quarterfinal, and one of them was I think I believe it was 50 burpees and 50 wall ball, 4 sets or
Yeah.
something like that. That's not for the strong person, you know. That's for people
No.
that have good endurance and cardio and agility.
No, the pure lifters are going to have a rough time. Like, it's not going to be
Exactly.
an easy road to the semifinals if you're just a powerhouse. If you don't have an engine, you're going to struggle. And then, but then it opens to people like Miriam Von Rohr, who run the open for the women. Her now, she's looking like a solid ticket to the open, to the semifinals, because of how her incredible engine and her mobility and her gymnastic ability. There's a girl who I'd love to see at an RX1 event one day. She's fantastic. Okay, so one thing I wanted to, you talked about you're very careful bringing in new movements, new things, new whatever, because of, you know, to see how it would go. Is there anything you got in mind that you'd like to start introducing, maybe this year, maybe next, things that you'd like to get in?
We're gonna have the word new apparatus, it might be wrong, but we'll have new items on the circuit this year. I can't tell you starting when, but at a certain point there will be new items that have never been seen before on the Nation Tour. Okay, not
Nice.
that they're new in a way that you see them in different gym, but on the Nation Tour we've never brought these items in. And I'm thinking of three quickly in my head like that. So that would be new this year. I don't want to spoil the because we'll be putting them out one by one, you know, to have people getting kind of ready to use this equipment. So instead of surprising them at the race, if it's an equipment that needs a bit of practice, we'll show it for it. It's the same thing for movements. I would say that one way we want to start going is having a complexity within a movement. So example, what you see this weekend with the cluster and the hang squat. So it's not just let's lift that weight with one way and it's done. Or you got there's a sequence to it, you know, there's thinking involved in it. Those are things we want to approach a little bit more. Example, why just do double unders? Why not having five double, five single, five crossover? Do you know what I mean? So you need to shift
Yeah,
your
I know what
thinking.
you mean. I don't like it. It's horrible.
Shift your technique, you know. Single crossover is something that will come very soon. You know, I can't say that there won't be any this year, but it's something coming soon because it's quickly to learn. You know, we did it here, two, three workouts, people are having it. Like it's not completely complicated to learn a crossover. So those are things we can approach, you know, in the near future because people will learn it quick. You know, the double single crossover like they did across the game last year, that's a different ball game, you know, and it's a lot more practice to that. But those are the things that we have in mind to bring. So new items, working with the complexes of the sequence, and and I try to innovate on the carrying. You know, the carrying is it gets boring to always carry in some way, so we try to innovate a little bit in the way that we carry the things.
All right. So from Beth and I, because we had a list of some things that we want to see. We want to see. Number one, straight out, this is straight from Bethany, and anyone in the world can guess. So she would like more running.
More
There's
running.
no surprise there. This is
That's
Beth.
not the direction that we're trending to. Let's put it that way.
I know. This
We
is Beth. This is Beth.
found our sweet spot right now. We're pleasing everyone. Yeah.
You know her. If you could put a 2K on a track right in the middle of it, she'd be great with that. She'd be happy with that. Me, I would like to see, and I think this is more your guys' alley. I would like to see some more heavy dumbbell work, more heavy single arm dumbbell stuff. I'm down with
That's
that. That's some of my favorite stuff.
I agree with that. That's something part of our plan. Like you see how we increase the weights every year a little bit. We started to put some ranges. You've seen different categories now. We have 35 to 45. Let's say the dumbbells are there's a range. So we're slowly, instead of going all of a sudden 20 pounds more, we're kind of slowly bringing them up, creating ranges. Same thing for the RMs. I believe we talked about that last year, but with the RM chart now, you look at 145 for your push jerk, but we could go as high as 165, but we might give you 10 reps to do, you know. So that we're mo slowly making the moves to allow us to challenge you guy, like as an expert, you could probably do a dumbbell of 65,
Oh,
one arms match for 20 reps. You know, it wouldn't be stupid to do it, you know. So we're slowly going towards that. So that 100% agree with you, 100%.
and then a couple of moves I want to see because these are my favorites. And I think that these moves are done often, but not, it's tough to judge because they're difficult. So the one is push-ups. I love me some push-ups. Very simple, very basic, but they're difficult to judge. So what I'd like to see some guys, maybe you guys try one day, is hand release shoulder tap push-ups.
Yep.
The hand release on the bottom, so you know the chest is all the way down. You tap a shoulder at the top, and that aids in full extension. So that's always been one. That's a good one. And then my favorite of all is the hip tap pull up.
The hip tap pull. Oh, yeah, I saw the video of
Yes,
you doing that.
that's right. I love that. It's easy to judge. It's hard to do. And I mean, you when you tip tap, when you drop the hand, tap your hip. If you want to kip after, whatever, go ahead. It's actually going to slow you down, right?
Well, I talked to our race director, Jan McDuff. Actually, that's a good interview that you could have at one point, talking to actual director of a race and how it does the race. It's quite a mathematic
Oh,
when
yeah.
coming, you know, because they have to think that you went to one race and then if you go to the next one, you can't do the same movement, you know. But then the city hasn't seen this movement yet. So, but to come back, strict push up. It's funny because we had that conversation, me and Jan, last week, because it sounds weird, but it's a good challenge doing strict push-up. You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
for some guy, it's a joke, but for others, doing 10 good reps of strict push-up for certain athletes, it's quite the challenge.
Especially
So,
fatigued.
especially with the fatigue. So, to me, I find the bottom easy because as long as your chest touches the ground, just touch the ground. You know, so even if it just need to touch lightly. You know, so the bottom is not for us. It's more the when you push to finish, kind of like with the butt up in the air, that's more our area where we're like, okay, that part, you know, because even if
Or
you
the worm.
could be or you're in a worm, you know, like that part is where we don't quite have the solution yet as far as that, or the quality, let's say, of refereeing that could say no rep because it's so obvious that the body wasn't straight anymore as you got up. But that's one where it's kind of warm, if let's put it that way, for what we have now, what we know now of our athletes and our and the other one. Well, that's something I'm sure Jan, listening to us, will be thinking about that because we try different ways to challenge experts and pros, and that's a very nice way. It forces the strict pull up kind of the way because it's tough to swing out of it. It's and it's the
Full
challenges
extension.
as well. So I really like it, and I hope Jan is listening to this and taking notes.
The push-up thing, like I can describe to a judge how to judge a strict push-up, but there's so many moving parts that to watch it at speed in competition becomes very difficult. Because if me, if you, how would I judge a strict push-up to make sure there's no banana back or no arching or whatever? So it's chest to the ground, and before the chest cups off the ground, the knees and the hips both have to be off the ground. So toes are on the ground, knees are up, hips are up, then the chest comes up, then it fully extend. But to watch that as a judge all at once is, oh, it's
It's
a
like we kind of stopped doing burpees, just the straight up burpees. We
oh
stopped.
yeah.
Do you have the hands on the back? Are they touching? Are you leaning forward? Are they leaning forward? It's so many come. So not just the burpees over something or flying burpees and no stress, do whatever you want.
Yeah, you guys have those dive bomb burpees. Those are funny to watch. People commit, man, they die.
Oh, they come into
I
it.
don't know that they're any better off doing that, but the amount of energy that saps and the abuse you take.
A fun exercise because it's except the little stepping, you know, that they kind of have a judge. I kind of check that people don't make the step before they jump. Other than that, do what the hell they want, jump, do have fun.
Well, and we've seen that this is something that HYROX has struggled with huge, massively struggled with the because the rules are so stringent, and everything's kind of like you have to almost guess measurements in your head when you're judging for individuals as they go on the fly. It's very difficult. So yeah, I let your guys weigh. It might be a little bit different, it might be a little bit radical, but it's easy to judge and everybody's fair.
That's it. Exactly. That's the goal.
Yeah. So like you say, this weekend, I'm going to put this out as quick as we can. I do have two more questions. One you kind of already answered. Expansion is definitely something on your mind and in the works, so we'll worry about that. Prize money for pros in the finals. Is that going to be a thing this year?
It's a thing. We're actually going to make an announcement soon that we did our research, but there's no other company in the province of Quebec that gives as much prize money in the functional training than us. So we're pretty proud of that. We built that over the years. This year, the way we did it, and I'm pretty happy we went that route. It's good. Is we're giving whoever pro signs up half his fees goes to them.
Nice.
The more pros we have, the bigger the purse is. So for us, it's kind of looking at a smart investment, let's put it that way. You know, like we're not putting $15,000 out and there's going to be only 10 pros running, you know. And also with our sponsors, we kind of always offer, do you want a pro option sponsor, meaning that are you willing to add to your package and that money goes to the burse of the bursary of the pros. And so far we had two sponsors that took that option. So we're on our way. We're at $9,000 today, and we haven't started the year. So we're on our way to hit $15,000 in pro money by the time we hit August, which would come out to about 4,000 10 more dollars per winner.
All right, so Lauren, Meg, Lexi, Carolyn, call me. We'll set it up. We're gonna run in there, go
You
rough
actually
shot.
do two events before. If you don't do two events prior to the final.
Oh,
Happened last year as Simon Buteau from Gatineau, Gym La Victoire. The guy finished second, thought he had the money prize, and we had to no buddy, you weren't qualified for it. You only did one race. So you kind of learn on the spot that, you know. So when I called him this week, I said, Simon, you haven't signed up yet, but just to remind you the rule, he goes, yeah, no problem. So he signed up yesterday, and he's a very good athlete. So
awesome. Awesome. Good to see you. Well, man, thank you very much for this. Anything else you want to say to anybody about this weekend, about the rest of the season?
well, it's a year this year of how can I say that? It's a year of pleasure this year of we're gonna put a lot of effort on the fan aspect, the people there at the event, coming to watch it, to live it. That's where we're putting a lot of effort this year to have a good show for people that are coming to see it. And we know at the same time we'll give a good show to the athletes. The more spectators that they is to our events, the better the athletes are gonna feel also. While they're exercising, so the experience while you're there is something that we're going to put a lot of effort on, and that you should expect when you come to our race this year.
Awesome. Well, from a personal perspective, I've been to a lot of events, and when I'm racing, it's fun, and when I'm watching, it's a blast too. So thanks so much, Seb. Everybody out there in RX1 Nation, can't wait to see you this weekend, and take care.
Thank you, Dave.